5. Organizing the submission process. 5.1 Creating a user-friendly submission platform. Creating a user-friendly submission platform is imperative for facilitating the entry of diverse musical compositions inspired by Surah Al-Fatiha. The design of this platform must prioritize accessibility and ease of use, ensuring that participants can navigate it smoothly without any technological barriers. According to a study by the Nielsen Norman Group, 79% of users who encounter difficulty in usability will abandon a website entirely. Therefore, implementing a clean, intuitive interface that minimizes complexity while guiding users through the submission process is essential. Features such as step-by-step prompts, video tutorials, and FAQ sections could enhance user experience significantly. Furthermore, the platform should support multiple formats for audio and video submissions, accommodating various devices and technologies utilized by participants. For example, allowing uploads from popular platforms like SoundCloud or YouTube can broaden accessibility to those who may not have advanced technical knowledge. By incorporating these features, the submission platform would not only attract a larger pool of contributions but also maintain the integrity and quality of the challenge, showcasing the profound emotional depths and themes of Surah Al-Fatiha through music. As noted by technology entrepreneur Steve Jobs, design is not just what it looks like and feels like. Design is how it works, reinforcing the importance of functionality in the submission process. 5.2 Ensuring anonymity in the judging process. Ensuring anonymity in the judging process is a crucial aspect of the music composition challenge inspired by Surah Al-Fatiha, as it fosters an environment where creativity can flourish unencumbered by bias. Anonymity in submissions not only removes preconceived notions about the composer based on their identity, background, or previous works but also places a greater emphasis on the merit of the music itself. As renowned composer Igor Stravinsky once remarked, the more a composer can forget himself, the more he can find himself in his work. This principle underlines the significance of evaluating each composition purely on its artistic value. To achieve this, a structured submission platform should be implemented, where composers can submit their works with a unique identifier that is decoupled from their personal information. This method mirrors the blind audition practice used by orchestras, which has been shown to increase diversity and fairness in selection processes, as evidenced by a study published by the National Bureau of Economic Research indicating a 25% increase in the likelihood of women being selected when auditions were conducted behind screens. Thus, by adopting similar anonymous submission practices for the music challenge, the focus will remain on the emotional impact and creativity of each piece, aligning with the thematic depth found in Surah Al-Fatiha, and ultimately enriching the overall experience for both participants and judges alike. 5.3 Guidelines for audio/video submissions and format requirements. For the successful organization of the music composition challenge inspired by Surah Al-Fatiha, it is imperative to establish clear guidelines for audio and video submissions to ensure a streamlined process. Participants should be encouraged to submit their entries in widely compatible audio formats such as MP3, WAV, or AAC, as well as video formats including MP4 or MOV. This choice of formats ensures that the submissions maintain high quality and can be easily accessed by our panel of judges. Each submission must adhere to a set duration, not exceeding 5 minutes, allowing a succinct representation of their compositions while capturing the essence of the themes derived from Surah Al-Fatiha. To facilitate the submission process while upholding the integrity of the challenge, a shared online platform such as Google Drive or Dropbox could be utilized. Furthermore, participants need to ensure that their names and any personal identifiers are removed from the file names and metadata. This anonymity allows judges to evaluate the works impartially, focusing solely on the merit of the compositions. Establishing these guidelines not only enhances the credibility of the challenge but also affirms our commitment to a fair assessment process. As Albert Einstein once articulated, "The greatest scientists are artists as well," indicating the intrinsic connection between creativity and structured guidelines in the realm of artistic endeavors.